Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel today is mostly sunny and warm. In Tel Aviv, it's a bright day, perfect for a walk by the beach. Jerusalem is enjoying clear skies. In Haifa, the sun is out, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports from earlier today that Prime Minister Netanyahu is in Washington for a crucial meeting with the U.S. President, with major implications for Israel's military operations in Lebanon, Gaza, and Iran. Also, according to Walla, Hamas's recent maneuver to relinquish control of Gaza may be a strategic delay tactic, but it could offer Israel an unexpected opportunity. Also this hour, Germany has agreed to increase funding for Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Museum, to 5 million euros annually, according to I24 News. This comes after the German foreign minister's visit to Israel. Separately, Ynet reports that the U.S. plan to sell F-35 jets to Turkey could threaten Israel's military advantage, signaling a potential shift in American policy. And finally, JTA notes that Netanyahu has dismissed claims by Vance that the U.S. is Israel's only strong ally, while also denying any tensions with Trump over the Iran deal. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, an observer of Middle East politics, mentioned just minutes ago that Erdogan has welcomed Trump. Visegrad 24 reported just a short time ago that British fighters intercepted a Russian aircraft near the HMS Prince of Wales during exercises, highlighting increasing tensions in the region. Al Arabiya English shared earlier today that Syria's Interior Ministry reported an attempted attack on French President Macron's security detail after explosions in Damascus. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Netanyahu's visit to Washington. Israel Hayom highlights the high stakes as he discusses military strategy with the U.S. president. The outcome could impact Israel's operational freedom in key areas. This meeting is crucial as it could redefine Israel's security approach in the region. Turning to the situation with Hamas, Walla reports that Hamas's decision to step back from Gaza governance is seen as a strategic move to avoid disarmament demands. For Israel, this might be a chance to reshape its engagement with Gaza, potentially altering the current stalemate. Meanwhile, Germany's decision to boost funding for Yad Vashem, reported by I24 News, underscores the continued commitment to Holocaust remembrance. This increase in financial support will strengthen Holocaust research and education, fostering greater historical understanding. Separately, the U.S. plan to sell F-35 jets to Turkey, covered by Ynet, raises concerns for Israel. This development could shift the military balance in the region, challenging Israel's air superiority. The move indicates a potential pivot in U.S. defense alliances. Finally, addressing the comments by Vance, JTA reports Netanyahu's reassurances about Israel's alliances. By dismissing claims of dependency on the U.S., Netanyahu aims to reinforce Israel's diplomatic ties and strategic autonomy, maintaining a broad network of allies. On the economic front, the latest updates. First, Walla Business notes that President Erdogan is using the NATO summit in Ankara to voice strong opposition to Israeli arms sales, highlighting regional tensions and economic stakes. Separately, Globes reports a sharp increase in job seekers within Israel's tech sector, with a significant rise since 2023. This trend suggests shifts in the employment landscape, impacting both businesses and professionals in tech. And finally, CTEC reveals that Pentera has appointed Yael Ben-Ari as Chief Product Officer, alongside Erez Yalon as VP Cybersecurity Technology. This strategic leadership expansion aims to accelerate the company's growth in AI-powered security solutions. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.